Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
It's delicious. I love it.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Little indie rock electro remix.
What are you, stoned or stupid?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony's layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Or they... This is really good pot.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Plastic sushi of the gods.
Tears of the strawberry in time.
Plastic strawberry sushi in time.
Plastic strawberries of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
From every mountain and valley the world over are flowers and plants of simple beauty. Some hold a natural wonder, chemicals that soothe pain and inspire euphoria. At times, they've been hailed as a gift of heaven. But in the last century, they've been condemned as a scourge of man. Once, marijuana, cocaine, opium, ecstasy, LSD, even heroin were perfectly legal. Today, they compel a war on drugs. Did these plants and drugs change? Or did we?
Drugs are menacing our society.
It's like a five-hour orgasm.
Used wisely can produce the greatest ecstasy that man knows.
Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
Legalize marijuana. Legalize marijuana.
buzzed by marijuana. Grab picture junkie, go to work. Grass is an underground dessert. Grass can get you very stoned. Grass is a home away from home. Legalize marijuana. Together and get high. Please change the laws of the dead. Everyone wants to be a
helmet. I do believe I'm stoned.
Pot.
Let's smoke some pot.
Well, you can smoke it, you can chew it, you can really try to do it, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, you can sing it in a song, you can smoke it in a bong, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, it's the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Come on, let's go smoke some pot.
Well, there was Edie Brickell and the New Bohemian smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, there's the Black Crows and Driving and Crying smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
There's the Spin Doctors and Blues Travelers smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go.
Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Come on. Let's go smoke some pot.
Let's go!
Too much pot.
Pot, pot.
I went to Lollapalooza and everybody out there was smoking pot.
Pot, pot.
I saw Blind Melon and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and Widespread Panic.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Come on. Let's go smoke some pot.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform.
Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening we are celebrating the April 20th holiday of the marijuana plant with some music, some comedy, and a news report later in the program. I call this theme this evening Cheech and Chong and Chuck, because we've got Cheech and Chong, that dynamic stoner duo, with a couple of their comedy sketches and a couple of their songs as well. And then we've got a news report later in the program from anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu. And that'll be talking about MIT's Day of Action earlier this week. And then as far as the marijuana music goes, we've also got some selections from Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music Compilations, Volume 1 and 3, with Hemp for Victory. This was a show that could have gone either way. I've done a couple of, Mass Can Freedom Rally related broadcasts over the years, and we celebrated Mike Can's birthday a way while back. And this show could have been either a Plastic Sushi or a Tears of the Gods. But yes, with our featured artists, this is certainly a Tears of the Gods right now. So we began with David Peel. We began with Captain Janeway and some reflections on drug use. And then we heard from David Peel and a song called Legalize Marijuana from, and then Dash Rip Rock with another song called Let's Go Smoke Some Pot. And both of those came to me and thus you from Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music Volume 1. And backing me up right now is Cracker G with a really cool cover of Pink Floyd's On the Run. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another song about legalizing marijuana. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
It's about time. Have you heard the word legalizer? 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 Millions of people smoke marijuana all over the world now, in every corner. Nurses, teacher, the lawyer and the doctor. Even the president of America. Ganja in a prison, them a regular user. The governor no mind, they keep the prisoner cooler. All your 60s hippies, where are they? Them are your bank managers and your boss of today. Have you heard the word legalizer? 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 Say, why is it illegal and it's not as bad as the alcohol? Look how many people dead because of alcohol. Gone at the hospital. Just wait a minute and pause. You look at the problems alcohol cause. If you're over 18, you can buy it in a bus. You buy it in a bus and you jump in a car. Could I knock down somebody's son or them daughters? Why them people have some hypocritical laws? You can drink till you're drunk and see stars. And it is legal just because of the pounds and the pence and dollars. Have you heard the word legalizer? 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 Some people smoke it for relaxation. Doctors prescribe it in a medication. Rastaman smoke it for good meditation. After meditation, we get inspiration. Irish sensation, good vibration. Healing of the nation, herb emancipation. Nobody can stop me with participation. Man upon the earth from creation. Have you heard the word legalizer? 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 Decriminalize it, decriminalize it. Decriminalize it, decriminalize it. Decriminalize it, decriminalize it. Decriminalize it, decriminalize it. Have you heard the word legalizer? Have you heard the word
Legalizer. Have you heard the word? Legalizer. Have you heard the word? Legalizer. Decriminalize the herb, make we burn it in peace. Arresting people for herb must cease. You're wasting the time of all the police. Too much time on the bud and the leaf. Look round the world, how crime a increase. Go on, go catch murderer, go on, go catch thief. Go on, go catch the robber, them and the sex beast. And leave ganja people in a peace. Cease. Have you heard the word? Legalizer. 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 Decriminalize marijuana.
A prohibition law strikes a blow at the very principles upon which our government was founded.
The war on drugs, 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 the war on drugs will be hard won, it's hard won, neighborhood by storm, neighborhood drugs will be, the war on drugs will be hard won. Be hard, but the war on drugs will be hard. Hard drugs will be hard. Will be hard won. Neighborhoods hard won. Neighborhoods won. Neighborhood by neighborhood. Block by block. Neighborhood by neighborhood. Neighborhood by neighborhood. Neighborhood by neighborhood.
Urban Ambience with a thing they call Drug Dilemma. David Peel did Legalize Marijuana, and George Mason, author of the Bill of Rights, addressing the Boston Coalition for Freedom of Expression's celebration of the Bill of Rights on the Boston Common, June 1st, 1991. I am Chuck Yu, and this is No Censorship Radio. As Mr. Mason explained, the original draft of the Bill of Rights was on hemp paper, which is one good reason to grow more pot. There are other good reasons, and here to tell you about them is Jello Biafra. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station or its staff and management.
Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
In helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. Soldiers in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. Soldier and the herb field, burning the cali weed. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs,
We gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. Policemen in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. We don't trouble your banana, we don't trouble your corn. We don't trouble your pimento, we don't trouble you at all. So if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Ooh, yeah. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the street, searching for cali weed. Policemen in the fields, woy oy, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Woy.
Here is Elvis Mosica.
There is a drug problem to be addressed. 10% of our society is definitely hooked on hard drugs, and some of them happen to be marijuana smokers, but for the vast majority of marijuana smokers, as I have dealt with them for 16 years, there's very little even mention of addiction. Most of them get a little bag on Friday, and they hope it lasts till Monday. It's gone by Sunday. You know, if it lasts that long. And they don't go down breaking the people's doors and windows down to go steal to buy my marijuana. They don't forget to pay their mortgage. They still feed their kids and they go to work on Monday. You know?
Some of the people attending the rally had frightening personal stories to share.
Last spring, I opened my front door to find a letter from the DSS saying that I was possibly emotionally and or physically abusing or neglecting my children because my next door neighbor had turned me in for smoking marijuana. And I had to face the thought that my 7-year-old boy and my 4-year-old daughter could be taken away from me because I smoke pot.
This rally was organized in part by the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition. I spoke to one of its members, who gave his name only as Larry.
I've been in favor of legalization on civil rights spaces for many years, but I really got active when I did read The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and I learned of the extent to which the government spreads misinformation on all levels on this subject, on how cannabis is supposedly harmful to the health, and they conduct very faulty studies and don't report them accurately.
Some sound bites from the rally.
Ah. You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man, you're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, is that
man.
Tickle, huh? Come on, let us tickle. Come on, lock it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, are you going to do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You going to talk
yeah.
back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Jeffrey.
What?
Are you in the marijuana?
Yeah.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, we are celebrating the 420, the April 20th marijuana holiday, with a theme called Cheech and Chong and Chuck. And we began that set with Maca B and Legalize Herb, which I found on Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music Volume 1. And then we heard something from a Chuck Yu and Friends project, Drug War Dilemma by Urban Ambiance. And then John Holt, Police in Helicopter. And then Elve Musica. And she was at a MassCAN Freedom Rally. It was an excerpt of her speech there. And that piece is called Responsible Marijuana Smokers. And then we heard from our featured artists, Cheech and Chong, Earache My Eye, a music piece partially credited to Alice Bowie as well, a made-up conflation of Alice Cooper and David Bowie, as it turns out, neither of whom participated in that, but that's just them kind of being funny as they are. And then the Boston-based band, Boston, a song from their eponymous first album, Boston, called Smokin'. A great song with a Les Paul guitar going through a fully cranked up Marshall stack. Then attenuated, cut down in volume by the genius behind Boston, Tom Scholz, one of his a pretty big attenuator that he built and marketed to other people as well. And then backing me up right now is Kismet with a very cool Pink Floyd cover, the theme from More. So the Museum of Science has had this pretty cool exhibit, a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, going on. And it's in its final days right now. Yes, they're closing up shop and moving that exhibit in just a couple of days, April 26th. But the exhibit is still going on, and there's still a chance for you to go and get immersed in this exhibit that exposes and explains mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. Yes, this 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze, which includes an immersive theater and plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family. Well, it's got a lot of fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within as well. So you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers throughout this whole interactive exhibit. And if you want more information on Mirror Maze, you can go to the Museum of Science's website at mos.org. And there's no extra charge for this exhibit. It's included in the regular exhibit hall's admission. So you'll want to go there and just check out the whole place. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Well, let's get back to the music, and we're going to hear from a band that played the Mass Can Freedom Rally in September a couple of times, Herbal Nation, and then a kind of more music-oriented piece from Cheech and Chong, and then one of my favorite Freedom Rally artists as well, Robbie Rhodes Steamer. All that and more in this next set here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Yes, here's Herbal Nation 421.
Marijuana.
Well, I guess he didn't like you after all. He just smelled your narcotics. Buck him, boys.
Hold on, Chief. It might be medicinal.
Oh, yeah, medicinal.
Thank you.
one sure curative for brain lock. Natural?
Come on.
Organic? Drugs.
If you can, where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Right here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
to fight. And if you like the views, my fist will deliver the news. We'll drink in the pit tonight. We'll drink in the pit tonight. Your girlfriend calls me up when you're out of sight. We make love on the floor, it's right. I have dinosaur power in my arms, ready to drop the bomb. We'll drink in the pit tonight. We'll drink in the pit tonight. The girls like my jeans really tight. My body is toned for the fight. When I walk into a room, everybody knows I'm that dude who will drink in the pit tonight. We'll drink in the pit tonight. We can live forever.
Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home and just get stoned in a bejesus belt that night for the stuff.
Oh,
stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco gold is
bad as weed.
Cut. How'd that sound to you?
Hey, man, that was far out, man. We gotta cut, man.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good to me. I think we can wrap it up. Yeah.
Oh, I know, man. No, I wanna do it again, man.
Again?
Yeah, man, like I had a thing to do, you know, where you talk, man, where the cat talks. I got a thing to say, man. I was gonna say it, but I forgot it, man.
You wanna do it again?
Yeah, man, let's do it again.
Okay, all right.
Holy, give me a joint, man. Give me another joint.
Here.
Okay, far out, man. Okay, we'll get it right this time,
yeah,
man.
Okay. All right, let's try it again, huh?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Acapulco Gold filters, take 403.
Now, this some bad weed.
Hi there, folks. Smoking more now, but getting high less? Try new Acapulco Gold filters, regular and menthol. Acapulco Gold, just a stony, 3 hits longer. And be sure to save the groovy coupons on the back. How do you think I got this? Out of sight hash pipe. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Ashley Roachclip of the Jefferson Hair Pie has to say.
Hey, Hey, that's right, man. You know, I really, man, like, the cat's really telling you where it's at, man. Oh, man. I'm gonna tell you, every time I lay some of this gold on my friends, man, they light it up, man, and they just take one talk, man, and they look at me and say, Roach, this weed's a motherfucker, man.
Oh, now you can't say that in there. You know that's not you. That's not right.
Hey, man, what you want now? Good grammar or good taste?
All right, listen, we'll keep going. Remember, folks, it's Acapulco Gold, the herb superb. Long in the leaf and short in the can. No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
badass weed.
Cut. Listen, we can bleep out that other part. I think it'll be okay.
Hey, that was all right, man. Yeah. Did you like that bit?
Yeah, that one, I loved it. It was good.
Hey, that was far out, man.
That's all right. Okay, good. Let's wrap it up, man.
Hold it now. I mean, I dug it now. No, you know, I mean, that was it. I really dug it. That's, you know, that's the one, man.
Yeah.
But there's a thing, man, I want to do with the matches in front, you know. So, hey, can we do it again, man?
Again.
I love to smoke marijuana. It gives me a deep meditation. Smoke marijuana, it gives me a deep meditation.